Blog Talk Radio.
Got the mega barbecue building in the back, and we're down here hanging out with Superman Dana L. Hillis, number one barbecue man possibly in the world. He walked out in the shop yesterday and just decided he was going to formulate a new barbecue sauce, and pulled out a huge pot, started pouring stuff in it, went to Sam's Club, went to Walmart, went to two or three places and got ingredients. And then came back around today with another 20 ingredients, and he is out there formulating a massively new barbecue sauce. It's going to be totally awesome. I tell you, Dana L. Hillis of Big Papa's Country Kitchen is on the front cutting edge of all barbecue everywhere. This man is not playing any games. He knows his stuff from front to back, A to Z. And you know, when he pulls out there, you better look at it. Doesn't matter if it's the MBN, KCBS, FBA, GBA, SCBA, SBN. It doesn't matter where it's at. When you see that trailer come in Big Papa's Country Kitchen, you better look out. You better get on your game. As Dana Hillis is in the house and he's bringing it, he's going to win that grand champion. He went out to the $125,000 Las Vegas contest and won first place in Revs. Took a real high score. I forget where he placed in the contest, but he was in the top 10. And then came back and almost won an MBN contest. He's taken Team of the Year 2010 and 2012 in the FBA. He took runner-up in 2011 in the FBA. And I went and did a thing that's going to get a lot more teams to try to come down to the Fort Myers event. And I said, well, Danny, we might get some really good barbecue teams in here. He said, he don't care. He said, bring them all. He said, we'll take on all comers. He's not scared of anybody. And that was very impressive. But we're hanging out down at the ranch today, and we're getting ready to film the second week in a row, Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. And I've got it on YouTube right now. I'm going to go ahead and release last week's Big Papa's Battle, and boy, was it a great event. I tell you, we had Matt Daddy, like Mac Daddy, but Matt Daddy, barbecue, Florida Boys with one fellow on Florida Boys, got 26 years experience in competition barbecue, with J.D. Hill, the leader of the team. And they went head-to-head. There was four teams that lined up. And then they had two teams that went at it and another two teams. And the winner for those two did the final. And the final was tough. It was a tough battle all the way down from the wire. But, you know, the amount of good food that came out, some of the things they made was just amazing. Now, when the program comes out, Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, the Florida Boys made gourmet food on site. Now they got three grills. They've got an FEC 100, a Green Egg, and a Meadow Creek Char Griller. And they went in there with sausage, shrimp, and a few other ingredients. And I'm telling you, folks, steak, they had ribeye steak. They went in there, folks, and they made gourmet food with those grills. It was just amazing to watch, folks. And you'll have to go and watch the video. Now, if you want to get involved in Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, just get a hold of Dana L. Hillis. Now, you'll be able to find him on Facebook. Folks, he can line them up and lay them out really quick. We can do one every week. Now, if you're not in Florida and you got a competition that you would consider doing, a Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, get a hold of Dana L. Hillis. We'll see if we can work out the logistics. You can see all the winners and a scoring structure on the front of Barbecue Superstar. Right now, we've got three teams who have moved to the second round. And let me read off those three teams that have made it to the second round straight off the front of the website. We've had 12 teams, 16 teams involved already. And let's see. No, we've had 12 teams involved already. The Florida boys have moved to the next round. Now, they were out of four teams. Let's see now. It was Mount Dorna Barbecue, and then it was Budmeister's. Budmeister wins pork every single week, folks. And if you watch the television show that's getting ready to come out, Budmeister was in there doing a lot of spying and investigation. He wanted to win Big Papa's Battle. And I got to admit, he put together some really good cuisine. I'm telling you, he put together some great plates, but Matt Daddy was just a little bit ahead of him. And Matt Daddy, boy, they had some gourmet stuff going on there. And folks, you know, it's hard to believe the ability of these barbecue teams. You know, a lot of these barbecue teams have people who cook for a living. They cook all the time, every day, just like Dana. You know, I would not doubt that Dana could take any amount of ingredients and turn them into something that would just blow your mind. It would be so good. So, you know, folks, as you watch all these teams battling it out on Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, you know, think about a catering job, or think about, you know, getting them to come out and do a party for you. Or because, you know, barbecue is not all barbecue teams do, because, you know, when you go to an event, you've got the ancillary or extra categories. They don't count in the championship, but they're a championship of their own. You know, dessert category, anything but category, means you can cook anything but pork in a category. And, you know, we was at the Jack Daniel's World Championship, and my main man from Las Vegas. Well, let me just look him up right quick. I'm sorry, bud. I didn't forget your name. But Steve Overlay. Steve Overlay won the anything but category, and we've got all five videos, all five categories. He let me film the whole thing, which was really amazing. And he made a pork loin French, a French pork loin. So it was a bone-in pork loin. He Frenched the bones on the bottom. It looked like a lamb pork loin, I mean a lamb loin, but it was pork. And then he stuffed it, and he won the ancillary court category over the 92 teams who were involved in that competition. And folks, you know, that's the kind of stuff that Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, it just proves, you know, that barbecue cooks can cook anything and should not be counted out in any culinary competition, and should not be counted out in any culinary event that's going on. Because, you know, the World Food Championship, if they would pick out some of the biggest champions to go in and do any of the other categories, as a direct competition, or at, you know, a barbecue contest. You know, I'd love to see the FBA really push this Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, because these cooks have as many as 40 different ingredients: cream cheese, buttermilk. Now, there's a young man out there with a pink shirt on a lot of times, a big cowboy, and he will search out and destroy all buttermilk. Like, oh, you know, the buttermilk just seems to disappear when he's around. And but, you know, buttermilk and pork loins and shrimp and salmon steaks and eggs, cornmeal. I mean, the list of categories is just unbelievably long. It's a lot of work to get all these groceries. Now, we have to give a big shout-out to Dana's wife, Mrs. Janet. Mrs. Janet Hillis is a lot of the hard work in the infrastructure of this battle at Barbecue Junction, and she's a lot of the infrastructure in Big Papa's Country Kitchen all together, and they go out. They get a whole lot of ingredients and a whole lot of stuff right there in order to put this thing together. And I tell you what, the first round when Florida Boys and Mount Dorna faced off, it got a little testy at times. You know, Florida Boys wanted it to be known that they were going to dominate this competition. And there was a phone call, and there was a few other things that went on. And Mount Dorna did mount a good defense. Now, there were a couple people on the Mount Dorna team that I noticed weren't at the barbecue competition later. Tall fella and the shorter fella in green, or shorter lady in green named Donna, were not over with the team. But it didn't matter. If they did bring in some ringers, then they still did move on. Florida Boys moved on. But then in the second round, Matt Teddy and Budmeister went to work. And, boy, I tell you, it was a lot of fun had by everybody. I mean, that's one thing about Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. It's just fun. You know, and people kind of let it all hang out, do their thing, and have a good time. And I tell you what, it's a really enjoyable event. And, you know, if you add it to your barbecue competition, it'll draw crowds. You know, we looked out there in front of the stage, and, you know, there's a couple hundred people there at a time. And it just made the event seem like it was a lot better because they did demonstrations then. In between, well, during the cook, of course, at Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction, I mean, the whole contest is a demonstration. And you see big-time champion barbecue cooks standing in there and making all kinds of dishes and mixing ingredients. And, you know, it's just amazing what they do with sausage. You know, I've seen stuffed mushrooms with sausage and stuffed green bell peppers with sausage and stuffed tomatoes with sausage, but not just sausage, folks. They get a whole basket of ingredients like cream cheese and God knows what all. And it actually becomes a gourmet dish, just the stuffing in the ingredients of that dish. You know, if you're a sponsor out there and you might be interested in getting involved with Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, if you go to Facebook and put in D-A-N-A space L, capital L, space H-I-L-L-I-S, you'll come to Dana L. Hillis Facebook page. Just Facebook him right quick and let him know. And he'd be more than glad to pull your products in, and we'll put you on display in front of thousands of people. And it's a big deal. Now, Barbecue Superstars are shooting this all on live television. And I went, you know, I've checked it out. It all came out really good. I made sure it all got posted. And I tell you what, folks, we had a few callers that called in to, you know, say they were watching. And we had somebody from South Carolina call in the middle of the event. And we had some people in Serbia watching, and some other people watching from around the country. And folks, you know, Barbecue Superstars Television is fully interactive. And I've got my phone number right there on the front of the television screen right there on Barbecue Superstars Live. And, you know, we encourage it. You know, if we get in the middle of the battle, call in and ask Dana Hillis a question or get Dana to ask the teams a question. They'll be more than glad to reply. Now, I'm sure we can't take a caller every minute, but we can take, you know, four or five calls during the show. So if you actually want to be on the battle at Barbecue Junction, you can call in and ask those teams a question. Now, so what are we talking about here? Now I want everybody out there to just think for a minute what I'm talking about. I'm talking about live television at a real barbecue event, televising Big Papa's battle at Barbecue Junction. And then we'll televise the event, too, and, of course, we'll televise the awards. So, you know, if you like Barbecue Pitmasters at year one if you like Barbecue Pitmasters, then that's what we are trying to replicate with Big Papa's battle at Barbecue Junction and Barbecue Superstars live television. And, you know, it was incredible to me to look up at the broadcaster, and it said it was broadcasting perfectly well. And then a few minutes, somebody called and said, "Well, I'm watching right now, and what's so-and-so doing?" And I was like, "I mean, you could see him?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, I'm watching what he's doing right now, and I just wondered what he was putting together in the dish." And, you know, I've spent all this money, and then Dana spent a lot of money putting this together. And he's worked very hard to put together Big Papa's battle at Barbecue Junction. And then, you know, all of a sudden it hits you. You know, it really works. I'm all the way, now I was in Claremont, Florida. There's a big pond that was behind the competition. And then there was a lake out front that was almost big as a bay. And in between, on that beautiful golf course strip of land, you know, we may as well have been at Pebble Beach at the golf tournament, because I had the camera live. We were shooting everything live. The competitors were all going at it. And it was a magic moment. So like 2:30 Friday, it'll all start again. Now, I'll start broadcasting tomorrow. Now, we've got some big news today. 5:30 in the morning, Dana L. Hillis from Big Papa's Country Kitchen will be on live local affiliate television. And folks, this thing's getting big fast. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And I tell you what, we're going to be overrun with people who want to get in. We're going to be overrun by events who want us to come. So, you know, now is the time to try to get involved in the live television broadcast and to get involved with Big Papa's battle, because just like Barbecue Pitmasters, they only take so many, you know, 24, 27 teams per event, you know, per season. Now, Big Papa's will probably take a lot more than that, because we could take four teams a week, and then we're going to have a playoff later on where the people who made it past the first round will go to the second, third, fourth, and then hopefully the championship round. And, wow, won't that be something if you're on top of the heap of 100 teams who competed in Big Papa's battle, and you're all the way in that finale, all the way down to the Big Papa's battle at Barbecue Junction World Championship. And, boy, if that happens, my goodness, man, I'm going to be I won't be beside myself. And I know we're making history down here. I mean, this is, now, one thing I will commit to, and I want to make sure everybody knows it, I'm committed to barbecue contests. I'm committed to being out in the field where the actual barbecue cooks are putting their trailer in and getting their cook on. I'm not interested in moving to a stage somewhere in Hollywood and forgetting about the contest. I want to make our Hollywood at the barbecue contest. So what I'm telling all you cooks is that we're here to serve you. You know, we're here to include you. You're not going to have to beg to get on Big Papa's. We'll let you on. You'll have to take your turn. We'll have to get you in line. But, you know, if you got a big contest out west, up north, you know, you got a big contest in Texas or the southeast, now it's going to cost a little money. Now, I mean, we love everybody. I know Dana loves everybody. Dana will help anybody in barbecue. Dana's got barbecue classes. I mean, if you're not doing well in your barbecue, you know, you've taken some classes, you still can't turn around, if you will sign up for Dana L. Hillis, Big Papa's Country Kitchen barbecue classes, he will work with you. He will do one-on-one with you to help you figure out where you're going wrong, what you need to do to improve yourself. Now, you know, if you spend $1,000 a week, friend, and you're not making any money, you can't even come in the top five where you can get a check. Now, some contests pay out in the top 10, but I know 6 to 10 is not much you get. If you're spending that much money and you can't get any return because you just can't get up there where the checks are, then get in touch with Dana L. Hillis. Now, folks, you know, we always talk about all these other cooks. Maybe they ain't even won in 6 years, but they did win at 1 year at one point in time. You know, and they're still out front. And they're still, well, now we've got a barbecue cook that I've discovered. He's been big in Florida for years. He won the FBA Team of the Year in 2010. He took a runner-up, second place in 2011. He won FBA Team of the Year in 2012. I mean, the guy is off the chain, unbelievable good at barbecue, and it don't matter what it is. I believe the man can cook an octopus and win chicken with it. He's that good at barbecue cook. And he will work with you one-on-one in his barbecue classes to try to improve your scores, to try to teach you some techniques that only the championship-level barbecue cooks know, so you can start winning some money. Because I tell you what, folks, it gets deep in your pocket quick when you got to come out with that $1,000 every week, and you got electric and water and telephone to pay at home, and you might have your house payment, and car payment, and all that. You can't afford to go out, score low, and go for a long time while you're trying to figure the process out of what it takes to get in those top five. And 10. I'll tell you what else, folks. You know, you need to consider letting the Florida Barbecue Association sanction your contest. They've got this judging thing down to a T. I'm just so impressed about their reps and their ability to get a judging part of the competition down. And you know, that's what you need when you go out and you've got an important contest. You know, you need competent people to go out. And I'll tell you what else is evaluation of judges. You know, aren't you tired of, you got 4 9s and 2 6s and then you got a one, you know, everybody on the table scored you great on your brisket, but you got one judge who, if you look at all four categories, just for no reason gave you 7s. And, you know, I know there's not much that some sanctioning bodies can do about that, but the Florida Barbecue Association doesn't put up with that. You know, if you got 9s across the board on the whole table, and somebody consistently is giving out 7s or 6s or whatever, they will go to that judge and remove him from his ability to judge. I mean, they'll take him out. I mean, that's just common politeness, you know. We want to encourage everybody to think about using the Florida Barbecue Association as your sanctioning body. You know, all these sanctioning bodies really are named by a state. It doesn't matter what state it's named by. Florida is another state, just like all the other states that they're named by. So give the FBA a chance to sanction your contest and maybe improve the attitude of the cooks when they leave, maybe improve the scores and the levelness of the playing field a little bit in that they don't put up with those 6s over top of 9s. It's just a tough fact of barbecue competition, and anybody who competes a lot, you know, has to go through that. And it's kind of disheartening, you know, when you pay all that big money and you went and got the Wagyu. Or we found out about some new brisket, top-of-the-line brisket. It doesn't cost quite as much as the Wagyu, and I just checked two of them out today. Had two 18-pounders come shipped in And they were so impressive. And that's Creekstone, Creekstone Brisket. Creekstone is a name that a lot of barbecue cooks have already found out about. And there's a lot of people out there cooking with Creekstone right now and getting grand champions. Creekstone has some super high quality brisket and a little bit lower on the price. Now, wouldn't that be something to be able to reduce, you know, by 20 or 30% the cost of your brisket, but still maintain that massively great quality that you need to win a barbecue contest? Now, I examined the two Creekstones that came on today, came in today. One was 15, one was 17 pounds, and great wide, thick flat. You know, the flat was 2.5 inches wide. And, you know, probably 12 inches wide on 17 pounds. The total flat was 12 inches wide. And I tell you, you know, beautiful marbling. I mean, when I shot the barbecue school, nothing but Wagyu was used, and I would have not known the difference between that Creekstone Farms and that Wagyu. That's how good a quality that Creekstone Farms has, and I was surprised. And I was also surprised to find out there's so many teams that are using Creekstone. So, you know, if you're somebody out there who's been struggling to pay the $130, $40, $50 to get that very expensive Wagyu brisket, which Wagyu is good. Wagyu is, you know, it's top of the line, Kobe Wagyu. But Creekstone is equivalent, and so next time you go to do yourself a barbecue competition, try to think about buying a Creekstone Farms brisket today. Now, if you go to www.creekstonefarms.com, that's where you can go and order it. They'll ship it in. And when it got in here, it was cold. It wasn't frozen. It was nice and cold. I mean, it was well preserved. There was no problems with the brisket at all. And put them in the refrigerator, getting ready to go down, do a competition this coming weekend with those two Creekstones. And I tell you what, there's just so many alternatives that are beginning to show themselves in barbecue, where we're not just pounded in to one small thing where you have to pay big money. You know, you gotta climb the gauntlet and get the big golden ring in order to have a chance of winning. And Creekstone just provides that opportunity. Now, there was another thing that I found out about that I'm really excited about, and that's Forest Lumps Charcoal. Forest Lumps Charcoal is now officially in the Barbecue Superstar store, and we are going to get behind Forest Lumps Charcoal 1,000%. Now, folks, Barbecue Superstars has been looking around for a charcoal that we can really, you know, put our whole heart into that has the quality it takes to win a barbecue competition. And we found it this week. I met with Marco. Marco is from the Balkans. Now, the thing about this Forest Lumps is it's made by woodcutters. There are people who live in the woods, and for a living, they cut down trees. And these trees are used to make furniture. So they'll cut down a big tree. They'll take out the prime log, which is usually, you know, maybe 3 foot from the bottom, and, you know, maybe two-thirds up the tree into the first, second, third main limb. So you've got a great stem there that they can cut up and use into furniture. So it's prime wood to build that table, that desk, you know, whatever different parts that you need. You can do that with that wood, but there's wood left over. Now, if you look at the top part of the tree, there's a whole lot of wood, limbs, the main stem, and then that 3 foot at the bottom. And these woodcutters are experts at handling wood. So what they came up with was they'd make charcoal. Now, it's been a tradition in these woodcutters to make charcoal since all the way back in like the 12th and 13th century, maybe from all time. You know, whenever Noah's son went up into Europe, I mean, some of that direct descendants started making this charcoal for the metalsmiths. You know, charcoal was used to get metal in Europe beat down into plows and different tools. And now these woodsmiths, these woodcutters, are now turning their attention toward producing the most high quality charcoal on the market. And you know, if you get any of these brand names lump charcoal, there's a lot of dust in it. You know, 20% is the standard. So, you know, you get a 16-pound bag, 20% of it, that's pounds, 3.2 pounds, is going to be dust. It's just going to be plain old dust. Well, if you got a gravity chute, you know, like stumps and deep south smokers and, you know, everybody's got a gravity flow. That dust will get caught up in the screen on the bottle and block it up. You know, it'll make a problem for you, especially if the charcoal's got a lot of binders in it. Now, you know, if you make a briquette, we were talking earlier, I mean, you can't help but there's got to be a binder in there. There's got to be a way of making that briquette turn into a briquette, you know. And you can put 1,000,000 pounds of pressure on some charcoal, and I still think the briquette's going to break apart somewhat if it doesn't have a binder. Well, that's a chemical. Some of these guys have lighter fluid and all kinds of stuff in the briquette, which is going to translate to taste in your charcoal. Now, you know, I was really unaware that Royal Oak is bigger than Kingsford. I thought Royal Oak was trying to compete with Kingsford, but Royal Oak's actually bigger than Kingsford. Now, Royal Oak's got, you know, they've got some pretty good charcoal that some teams have been able to win with over the Blue Bag because they have less chemicals. Well, folks, let me put this out there. Forest Lumps charcoal has no chemicals, no chemicals, no. Let me say that again. None. For nada, none. They no chemicals, period. So what you're building, what you're burning is pure wood. And you can't get any better than that. You know, I don't know how these guys are making this charcoal. I have no idea. But I went out, we opened the bag up, and we're talking about clean pieces of charcoal wood in a bag, and it lights almost instantly. They put a little piece of paper under there, boom, it's going. And there's not a lot of sparks. I mean, you've got a lot of intact pieces of wood rather than a bunch of dust, so there's not a whole bunch of sparking and jumping around and all this stuff. I mean, it's just straight up this nice blue flame, and I can't really explain it. Just a beautiful. And the temperature now, they put some in a green egg. It shot up to 750 degrees in like 5 minutes. So the BTUs is there. It's pushing out, you know, a lot of heat. And I'm so impressed by it. And Dana L. Hillis has approved of it. Now, Dana has got a huge amount in stock of all this charcoal. And if you go to Facebook to Dana L. Hillis, D-A-N-A, space, big L, space, H-I-L-L-I-S. If you get him on Facebook, he can send you as many boxes as you want almost instantly. He's got a shop full of it. Now, you know Dana won FBA Team of the Year almost 3 times in a row, and this is his charcoal. And I tell you, for somebody like him to look over and put down the other bags completely and say we're going to cook with that is just a huge testament within itself. And he's going to be putting his stamp on this charcoal. He's going to be checking this charcoal. So, you know, you've got a little backup here. You got a major competitor who's going to stay on top of the quality and watch what's coming out. And so far, folks, it's almost unbelievable. And, you know, somebody who actually lives in the woods, cuts wood in the woods, this is his primary focus. This is all he done. Is he's done it for 10 centuries. That person's probably going to be pretty doggone good at doing this. Now, you know, from what I understand, they're probably not going to be able to supply the whole United States because, you know, there's only so many of these people doing this. So if you're a barbecue cook out there and you've had a little problem with flavor, you know, it's just a little bitterness coming through on your cook, Forest Lumps Charcoal. You need to think about converting over that. Just buy a box and try it. I mean, if you buy a box, now, from what Marco's saying, a 20-pound box is $22.50 if you buy one box. And there's 20 pounds of prime charcoal, no dust. I'm talking about you can use it all the way down to the last little piece. And if you get that and you go out and you can win, you know, a third or fourth place or a, you know, second or third place, well, you just paid for that charcoal. But, you know, if you could win that reserve of that grand, it would make buying this charcoal and having it shipped to your barbecue operation worth it. Now, it's a little bit lower price than some of the equivalents, like Green Egg has a charcoal that they want to say is equivalent, but it's got a lot more fines in it. But so, you know, the price is right, the availability is right, and after seeing the performance of this charcoal over the weekend, I believe in it. And, you know, anything Dana says, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's got to be dead on because this guy here, he knows what he's doing. He can put it together. He makes his own barbecue sauce. He makes his own rubs. And you know what? He won FBA Team of the Year. This guy, you know, and so he's put his stamp on it. So Barbecue Superstar was saying, hell yeah. All right, here we go. We got us a caller. Go ahead, caller. 731-609.
Hey, it's Cousin Ed.
Cousin Ed?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
How we doing tonight, man?
Doing good. Who is this?
This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstar.
Oh, Daryl, how you doing, man?
All right. We was hoping Chad was going to call in. Was you expecting Chris Chadwick?
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to listen in a little while, and I thought I'd die. I knew he moved to Wednesday night, so I was dialing in to just listen to the show. I'm on the way home from work, and I wear a headset, so I just tune in, listen up, and see what's going on.
So what's going on tonight?
Well, I'm heading home from work today. We got starting my softball kids right now, but we got some fundraisers coming up at the end of the month. I do the large-scale fundraising for a lot of groups around Tennessee and Alabama, Little Rock, Nashville area. So got one in our hometown coming up at the end of the month for Easter, and then looking forward to heading to Nashville next month for up in Dixon, Tennessee for a fundraiser up there. So I've been cooking a lot of barbecue since Super Bowl weekend. It's nice to have a little break and get the grills clean.
Heard that. Well, you been doing some catering and stuff, or what you been doing?
Mainly fundraisers. My buddy Tim and I, he's in South Haven. He's with City Hawks. We partner up on a lot of stuff. We travel and do large-scale fundraisers. We have for the last few years. We do Memphis in May every year, and I'm starting to work on some things for that. We're planning on getting together and doing some cooking. We're in the shoulder division. We've been in the top 10 the last 2 years, and we're definitely looking to move up on that ladder. We had a fifth 2 years ago, and I think we were ninth last year. So I think I haven't hit my mark as far as getting that meat cooked the way I want it. But Tim's got some great flavor profiles that he puts on the meat, on pre-injections, post-injections, rubs, glazes. We've got a great, great profile. I really need to get my part because I'm the cook. I'm the nighttime grill, and that's my part. And I haven't been as happy with the product. So we've got a lot of work to do coming up. I do. Getting some practice sessions. He's dropped off the rig out at the farm. So I've got to get some, meat cooking and see if I can't dial in my part of the operation. But we do Memphis in May. We've done Variety Club. Man, I really would like to get a rib cook off or something in for fun. I live out around Bolivar, Tennessee, and I think they're going to have a little spring. They've gone to backyard competitions in the spring and fall out in Bolivar, and it's really a lot of fun. It's a whole lot less pressure than the MIN or the KCBS. There's a lot of local folks. And back in the fall, I think I had about 48 teams, I think, competed in the fall cook since they kind of dissolved the Hatchie Hollow Hog Fest out there in Bolivar. But, looking forward to maybe doing one of those as well. But Memphis and May's the biggie. That's what I'm working on.
It's not that far away either. Time goes by quick, and you got about 60 days or less?
Something like that. The packets are in. All the approvals are either done or getting done. I know quite a few folks have already got their okay back, and their slots are getting – everybody's waiting on to get mailed out their packet. So I got quite a few friends. I work at Federal Express, and there's a few teams out there, the Pork Explorers and Waste and Basic. A few of those teams compete as well. So I'm really looking forward to the Memphis and May of the year.
Yeah, I tell you, it's always a big time event. And, where do y'all usually stay, at a hotel up there anywhere?
No, we're very small. Tim and I are. We typically roll in there the week before. We use the week to kind of set up. We don't do parties. We have a sponsor, but we don't really have a party or anything. It's usually he and I get together on Friday and we get our meat prepped. Get inspection, get everything going, get it in the ice box, and then we kind of wait and we'll pull out some food, heat it up from what we cooked already. But really, we're there to cook. We're there to cook and compete. And so we get the meat trimmed, get it all seasoned up, get it on the ice for a while, and when it's time. Excuse me?
Go ahead. Sorry.
So we get it when it's time. We get the meat on and get cooking. Tim will usually call it a night about 8 or 9. He'll head to the house, get some good sleep, and a friend of mine has cooked with he used to cook with Curly Tails for years and years. He does his own thing. He and his wife come out, and they stay downtown. I stay with the grill all night Friday night. He stays with me. We got a camper down there, and we kind of work together and get the meat cooked, and then Jim will come back in the morning, and we'll start getting set up, get our displays out, and get ready for the judging and see what happens, you know. Met a lot of great folks out there, and I really wish you would go back to the fairgrounds. I was a pretty big fan of that move. But a lot of space, quick loads in, loads out, not near the distance to get to and from. But, you know, as long as we ain't flooded out, I'm sure it's going to be down on the river. So, but I'm all about the competition. It's about the meat. It's about the cook. It's about the flavor. It's about the competition, and that's what we're there for. And we're not big party guys. We're there to cook. It's business. You still there, Darryl?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people who do party heavy that weekend, and, it costs so much to get in that it's just, but you know, they had it on, what was that show? That guy, Man.
Guy Vera?
No.
I know what you're talking about. He
does events where they party big. And he got up on the third floor and they was going off and having a huge party up in there. It got kind of crazy. There was some bikinis involved and some other stuff. And that's sort of, but that's not everybody in Memphis and May. That's just some of the crowd, because there are people like Chris Lilly and Melissa Cookson and Myron Mixon and several others. They take it dead serious. There's a whole group of people that are there to win.
Yes, and then I tell you what, that's the most, I mean, really, really, for the most part, the professionals, there's a huge number of them. I mean, you might go by and see a few, you know, few folks that have had a little too much, but I'm telling you, when it gets down to the competition, it gets down to Friday night, that's when everybody is dead serious. They get their game faces on, they get their grill faces going, a little charcoal under the eyes. You know, it's barbecue time in the city. You know, ready.
I'll tell you one group that parties hard and almost wins is Fat Fat Collective.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of these teams have sponsors. And there's a certain obligation that goes along with sponsorship. Typically, it's a Thursday night. That's when the Pit Masters break out all the stops, and they put on a big show, big feast, a lot of music, and some of these sponsors bring in people from all over the country, and so it's an extremely expensive week. And without the sponsorship, a lot of those teams wouldn't be able to compete. And in lieu of, you know, doing it on your own, there's just a need to have those get-togethers for those sponsors to entertain their guests coming in from out of town. And I mean, it's a huge boom for downtown Memphis for the month of May, between the music fest and between the barbecue fest and, you know, the exhibits for the honored country. It's a huge boom, and part of it is that barbecue contest. There's a lot of money out there, but there's a lot of good being done as well. There's a lot of folks showing a lot of other folks about how to do it, how to present, how to talk, you know, how to cook a Memphis and May hog, shoulder, rib, or you know, anything. But there's some tremendous ancillary competitors out there. I know a friend of mine who was Pike for Pork. They had a gentleman that they just kind of assimilated into their group. A gentleman come down from Alaska, and he was from Juneau, Alaska, and you know, he just came down to see what it was all about. And they invited him in for the weekend or for the week, and he got to observe. And they did that a couple of years, and they really. And then he started, you know, when he joined the team, they made him a part of the team. He was shipping down fresh halibut, fresh crab, king crab, Dungeness crab. Oh, man, at the seafood, you know, right there from Glacier Bay. And fresh caught, shipped down and packed in ice. And this guy, he was taking some first on the seafood division. But unbelievable dishes. The guy was absolutely phenomenal. And some of those ancillary dishes, I mean, some of them a billy goat wouldn't eat. You know, sorry to say it, but, you know, you start getting in some of the exotics. I don't know, you know, they're stronger men than me. But some of the not-so-exotics, the beefs, the chickens, the seafoods, things like that, man, there's some awesome flavors out there and some awesome dishes, some awesome cooks. They go to great, great lengths to find that perfect flavor combination where everything balances with each other. And I know in this gentleman's case with the seafood, it was phenomenal. I did get to taste it, and it was some unbelievable mixtures of meats, crab dips, you know, just, yeah, stuff that you might would expect to taste in a higher 4 to 5 star restaurant. Just that kind of incredible flavors going on. So it's a diverse crowd. I mean, a very diverse crowd out there, and a lot of great cooks, a lot of great competition. It's like you mentioned, Tuffy, Myron. You know, Boar's Knotted Out with all those guys.
Boar's Knotted Out. They won the NBN last year. They'd probably be pretty tough down there at the Memphis of Maine.
Well, Melissa, I'm not sure you're her and John Day with the restaurant. I got a feeling they're going to be in there in the trenches slugging it out again for that hog and ribs. I mean, they're tough competitors. They always have been. They're awesome at what they do. And, you know, the restaurant's been going well, and I think they could probably move away from it for a weekend, and I hope to see them back out there. Tim, I'm cooking with Tim Seam. I'm not as directly involved in it, but we'll be in the shoulder division. Anybody want to come by and say hi, swing by. Friday night I'll be out there all night, and, of course, Saturday's the competition, so our interaction will be limited with outside folks, but after the competition and judging is over, just swing on by. We're always excited to meet and see and visit with any other pit masters who want to come say hey.
Well, I was just checking the coverage map, and I got excellent coverage from my broadcaster at Memphis of May, and boy, that's really exciting. I got two more callers. I'm going to pull them in here, and we can all get to talking for just a few minutes now. I'm sort of in Dana's way. I might go ahead and move outside. So y'all talk for just a minute, and I'm going to move the computer because they're all eating, and I hate to be in here doing lots of radio while they're trying to eat.
I'm sorry. Y'all sit at the table.
Are you sure? Oh. Okay, we got 573-683, and I think it's Junior Urias and Lulu's. What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot. Hello?
What'd you do today? Looked like you was cooking today there, Cody.
Yeah, I was cooking a little bit today, letting the smoke roll, you know, Chris Chadwick style.
Did you sell out pretty good?
Yeah, it was a nice day. It got kind of breezy and kind of cool there. But it was a nice day the rest of the day. Kind of went home, worked on the show wagon a little bit. You know, Myron Mixon's got the battle wagon. We got the show wagon. So got to go home and get some stuff primed for her and mess around a little bit. And waiting on my new doors to come in for our cooker so we can get it ready to go to Pitmasters. So that's about it.
How's SmokerBuilders.com do on there? Cooker, did they hook it up pretty good? Or?
Oh, yeah, he did a real good job. You know, you can buy plans on there. You can get anything you want. But, you know, it's an Ironman cooker is what it is. It's going to be about 2 weeks before the doors – well, about another week before the doors come in. You got cabinet opening style doors coming in for it. They got some just crazy handles on them. They got butcher chopping knives as the handles for them. So that's going to be the handles. And there's a guy up there – right outside of St. James is doing airbrush work on it. It's going to be some black metallic doors, and he's going to airbrush a bunch of work on it. And it'll be pretty neat by the time it gets done. It'll be real neat. It'll be one of a kind, definitely.
I'm really excited about seeing it. What I did see some pictures, and, man, it was really off the chain. You put some good designs on there.
Yeah, Tamir Manufacturing, which is right outside of East Prairie where I live at, they actually manufactured all the pipes for it. They do tractor pipes. They do anything that's got with a pipe or a tip on it. They do car tips. They do smoker tips. They make a lot of chrome tips for smokers and stuff like that. And, you know, they gave us the option to – they donated all of them to us, and they gave them to us for free. And, you know, that's quite helpful because they run about $110 a piece, and every one of our smokers has got our smaller smokers got a 2-foot tip on it. And then the ones on the back, they're 5.5-inch tips, and they do chrome ones. But, you know, we kind of want to be a little bit different, so we just kind of out it out for the flat black look, just try to give it kind of a mean different look than everybody else has.
Well, we got Junior Urias on the line from Texas, and we want to give him a chance. What's going on, Junior?
Hey, guys, y'all doing all right?
I'm doing good. You must be in a helicopter tonight, brother.
Hey, man, I'm flying high with some good smoke. That's about it. How are y'all doing tonight? This evening, I guess.
What you have going on today, Junior?
Well, you won't believe it, but I was a busy guy today. I had four different caterings, three at lunch, one right after lunch. And, man, I tell you what, it's pretty tough when you're trying to get everything going and doing different foods, you know. But, you know, I survived.
There you go, buddy.
We
had to pull him in from the helicopter right there.
That it does. I know it. So how are y'all doing?
Doing good. We got a fellow from Tennessee and Lulu's. Shoot, what's going on, fellas?
Doing good, man. Just staying busy.
Well, he was just telling us about he's going to Memphis in May, and he's starting to get his shoulder together, and he's having to go back and tweak a few things. Junior, you know, what would you say about cooking a shoulder? I mean, what's the biggest problem that you've had?
Doing a cook show?
A pork shoulder. Do you ever cook any pork shoulder?
Oh, pork shoulder. Oh, yeah. I, you know, I love cooking pork shoulders. As a matter of fact, I wish we had them more in our area as far as for the competition side. Man, I love them.
I think one of my biggest problems that I'm having is, you know, I'm trying to wrap that in where the skin on the knuckle there where the shank portion, and I'm just getting it too far along on my shank while I'm trying to get the butt of the meat, you know, the main part of the shoulder cooked. I've been trying some different techniques, but I'm just not getting that combination of cosmetic look, the red, you know, a nice... My shoulders are too dark, and I'm just not happy with the color. And I'm trying to keep the tank protected.
How hot are you cooking them shoulders?
250.
250?
Yeah.
And how much wood are you using?
Really not a lot. I mean, we're using a lump charcoal for our heat source, and we're using chunks, you know, mostly cherry, which I know if you overdo the cherry, you're going to get a darker complexion on your meat. Doesn't inhibit the flavor, but visibly, you'll get a dark piece of meat if you're using cherry to an excessive amount. But it's still, I don't think I'm overdoing it, but, you know, we're still wrapping it about 140, panning it up and wrapping it, and I don't like that. I mean, I feel like I'm steaming the meat, and I'm trying to get some ideas on how to just do a complete end-to-end cook, maybe just tinning the meat versus wrapping and panning. You know what I'm saying? I want that look as well as the flavor profiles there. I mean, we've got the you know, internal, external, the bark, everything. The flavor is there, but if I'm not happy personally with the cosmetics that I'm generating towards the phenotypic part of it, so to speak. I'm open for any ideas, especially from y'all, Cody.
Yeah, you cook on a rotisserie, don't you?
Yeah, we use a small little hickory for Memphis in May. What I did was I built a very unique firebox insert for us. It took about 8 hours on one, I think about a 40-pound pack of charcoal. Of course, it's using the protection. It's got the, what they call it, Memphis and May switch on the old history. It still did not, but still use the burner fan for like a heater effect still. The gummies that will actually kick on the fan, a lot of the igniters don't have propane. You need to look at all the 40, not 40 voltage, but it's equal to the gas bulb, you know, on propane. So, you need to plan, you know, before you put it low, and
on all of this week, we got a golf cart, big time. So what I'll do is I want to go to the camp, the golf cart market, sort of kind of help maintain my clothes, so get out the prospects.
I don't know about y'all, but I couldn't understand Charlie Brown's teacher. Sound like he's breaking up.
He might be in the helicopter, too.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get me a plate because, man, they got some big food over here cooked on for Dana. Boy, I've been eating a hell of food all week, and I tell you, it sure has been good. I ate a couple of hamburgers yesterday.
So when y'all sit back to show, Cody?
I can't give a date when we're going or when we're shooting at. I figured it'd probably air in August or September, though, but I can't give any other details really about it. I know there's one in Kennett, Missouri. I can't say that one because it's pretty much aired out. And I can say it's about an hour away from us, and one of us will be there to watch. I can't say that before we go.
Hey, you got Frank working on something for you? I heard y'all talking about.
Yeah, he's been working on a bad attitude, which he's built us a pellet smoker. We basically took the one we had and adapted it and changed some stuff and removed some stuff and built some stuff and just made an Iron Man cooker. And he's got a set of doors that's coming for us. They're cabinet doors, kind of like an old hickory pit has on it. And he's got a guy right outside St. James, Missouri up there. He's airbrushing a bunch of stuff on it. It'll definitely be one of a kind. There's some pictures up on it of up there in, on the, our Facebook page. Which we worked on it from Saturday till probably Tuesday. We worked pretty much from sun up to 3 o'clock in the morning every night working on it, dude.
Wow. And this is going to be the one that you're going to use in the show competition?
Yeah, I'm going all pellet smoker. And the reason why is because nobody has ever done an all pellet cook on Pitmasters. Everybody always has the pellet cooker sitting off to the side and they'll heat something up or do something. So we want to be a little bit different. We're going to take just the pellet crew, and we're going to cook all pellet, and we're going to show that you can cook quality food on a pellet smoker just like anything else, because everybody's always talking about them. So.
why are folks not using them? I mean, there's tons of competitors using them.
That's exactly right there. But, I mean, I don't know what it is, but, you know, when they get on the show, they always got one main cooker or different cooker, and then they always have like a little offset, like Green Mountain or a little Traeger, or you know, they always got something, and you know, it don't ever justify anything. So we just kind of want to do it and go be different. It's kind of our style anyway, being different, and that's we got a couple of things that's going to be different on the show. So you know, we're just going to bring our personality and who we are and do what we do every day, and we're not going to change anything or do anything different. So whatever what we serve the public, we're going to serve Meyer Mixon and Tuffy and Franklin. So if they like it, they like it. If it don't, they don't. But
I got one.
Go ahead.
Are you going to bring some butter?
Do what?
Are you going to bring some butter? Butter.
No, I ain't bringing no butter. No butter, baby. No butter, baby. No butter and no honey.
Well,
I will not use butter and I will not use honey.
I think you had something
that could blow around again. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that one. So, you know, I'm gonna cook straight up what we do, and we're just gonna be ourselves and cook what we cook every day, and it's good enough to win, and we're gonna see what happens. So the only person we have to beat, the only person I'm really worried about is myself. So as long as I go in there and cook like I'm cooking every day of the week, and I don't get no pig ears, or I can cook pig snoot, pig ears, it don't matter, but you know, I'd like to have something that we normally cook. I don't wanna cook no mutton or nothing crap like that. You know, give me some shoulder or some ribs or brisket or chicken or, you know, pork belly. You know, tri-tip, we can do all that. We just, you know, give us something normal cooked. So.
Yeah, I know one time I was talking to Chris, and we were discussing different flavors and all that.
you know, and I just kind of formed my own opinion about what you know, what is the mainstream? What is your majority of folks like? And, you know, we talked about, you know, the rubs, especially like in, of course, I'm a big fundraiser, so, you know, we cook thousands of pieces of meat, you know, 10,000 plus bucks in a year. And, you know, our discussion was about changing and all that. And I just basically told them, you know, people like a good quality product, you know, with a full flavor. But, you know, I just stay away from the exotics. And, you know, and if I were to go on that show, that's what I do. Is I would cook a full body, full flavor. And I just would try to stay away from anything exotic. I mean, people put some stuff on. I tasted some chicken at one time, They had so much stuff in it. It was just like,
You know, that's like us. When we get on the show, they ain't going to have much to film because we're simple. We're just simple people. That's about
that's right.
It. All they can really film is us being stupid. Because,
hey,
I mean,
Cody.
We yes, sir.
Are you ready to take the board over for me?
Can I take the board over for you?
Yeah,
I can. Let me, well, I don't know. I think one of the kids is on the computer running doing a school project. Give me a second. Let me go check real quick. Hold on.
He's hungry. Daryl, you hungry?
Yeah, boy, they got some of the best food you ever ate. And it's an every night thing.
Where are you at?
I'm up here in Naples, Florida.
Oh, Lord.
With Dana L. Hillis. I don't know if you've ever heard of Big Papa's Country Kitchen. He won the FBA in 2010 and 2012, and he took runner-up in 2011.
Wow.
And he travels around the country. He'll go to Las Vegas, and he'll almost win every time he goes out. He's a very consistent top three or four.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and he's got a barbecue compound. I've been living in barbecue heaven for a week. I mean, got the big barbecue, about 5,000 square foot building in the back, and it's nothing but cookers and rubs and sauces, and it's a little bit of heaven every way. You know, I look to the left, look to the right. I'm like, I'm in the right place.
I got you, man. Now, where are you from, Daryl? I don't know you very well.
I'm from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
He's put together a big television show, Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction.
Oh, yeah,
I've been down here shooting it, and we actually are just waiting for it to come up on YouTube. I went ahead and put it on YouTube so everybody can have access to
all
see
right.
what a great show he's doing, but we're just waiting for it to come up. It's processing within YouTube, and then it'll come up, and you'll be able to just click it and see it. And but I tried to do Mega HD because, you know, I want it to look as good as it can for television.
Well, if you ever swing over through Tennessee, swing by, give us a call, man. Some of our bigger cooks are usually Super Bowl weekend and usually the first weekend in September, kind of our firing off for the fall cooks. We usually do about 1,500 bucks on each of those weekends for fundraisers, but that's primarily what we do. We cook Boston Buck fundraisers. We travel, do that kind of stuff. And a lot of people are kind of amazed. We got a pretty good process. If you ever get back up this way, man, you're more and more invited to swing by and visit and hang out for a little while. They say we won't put you to work, brother. But it's all a good time, you know. We're cooking barbecue anywhere. And there ain't nothing like smelling about 10,000 pounds of meat rolling in them cookers, man. Throwing out some of that smell. It's great. I never get tired of it.
What kind of cookers do you cook on?
We use old hickories, strictly old hickory pits. We got two SROs, two SSJs, the EDX, and ELEWs. We got six grills total, and we can cook roughly a little over 1,000 pieces in one shot. Hogzilla alone cooks. I put as many as 490 on Hogzilla just by itself.
Line 73233, you're in if you want to talk.
What's that problem?
I think he's just wanting to listen.
Yeah. But we also, you know, I also enjoy traveling. I've been cooking with Operation Barbecue Relief for a while on some of their deployments that they've had. And the awesome bunch of folks, I like to give them a plug tonight. Stan and Bill from Will. We've become good friends over the last couple of years. It's been an honor and a pleasure to cook with those guys. A phenomenal job. Malcolm, the killer hog, just posted a really, really kind article on how to do barbecue ice about the LBR and hurricane response plan. The hurricane plan. So, quite a few hurricanes going over past it. So, yeah, I'd invite anybody if they ever get the opportunity to go out and work with one of the deployments. Go to Operation Barbecue Relief .com to sign up. We got volunteers too. So it's a growing program. They're still working on their standard operating procedures, putting into place some protocols so that they've got continuity to operate. So it's a growing business, but we're all learning as it goes. So it's a great time. It's a great one to take. I think saying nothing about the times I've been privileged to go out and cook with everybody. It's really been an absolute honor. And I tell you, if you get the chance, that's something that everybody who has a career, they just want to go help, want to volunteer. It's a unique opportunity. And can't put into words the impact, not just on the people that you serve, but the impact on you as a person. It changes how you do things, it changes how you look at the world. Sometimes you listen to people in the city and they're worrying about little kids mixed with them homes. And, you know, you just stand back and watch the dance, and people go through the most difficult moments in their lives. But it has an impact on us to do. So I highly recommend anybody ever get a chance to go out and work with both of y'all guys. It's been an honor for me to do it, and I'll rally with anybody else.
We're trying to raise money at the Mobile Alabama National Barbecue Association for Operation Barbecue Relief. And they're really building up one heck of a operation there. Oh. It's really good. Hey, is this Colby?
It's Colby. What y'all doing?
Hey, man. Hey, you and him talk until Cody gets back. Cody's going to run the board. And
I got to get with Dana. We got to go out to Fort Myers. And we got a fellow on here from Tennessee, so... You don't mind until Cody gets back, Colby. Will you be the host?
I guess.
Okay.
Thanks, bud.
It don't sound like I got a choice in the matter, all right?
Cody will be back in a little bit.
What's going on?
Man, it's still just me out here.
Just you out there? Where you at?
Actually, to be honest with you, I'm... sitting in my car, riding around the pasture, checking my cows. I just got home from work, watching about 50 deer run across the field. I got cows that are fixing to start dropping some calves, so I'm doing cow check tonight.
You ain't got no hogs for sale, do you?
No. I'm actually I've been talking to Tim. You know, we were talking about Memphis today, and I've actually talked to my partner, Tim, and we're seriously, I told him, we used to cook hog, and we do a good hog, but he was told, you know, when we were at Memphis May, more than once by a couple of different folks, the last year that we do it, he's got an old barrel cooker, you know, big tank cooker, like, you know, a lot of folks build, and, you know, it's not shiny and new, it's painted, but it doesn't have that new whole history, belly grill look, backyard, backwoods, smoker, you know, stainless door. It doesn't have the look, you know what I mean? It could just do the hog, but if we're told you're never going to win, then if we were a grid like this, you know, there would be shiny and cool looks. Okay? So we would be like that. We'll pull a part to it. EDX that he had,
I don't even know if anybody's even listening to the show. Y'all listening to the show tonight? Probably not. If you are, call in 347-202-0263. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, that's the only thing you got to
hear. All I hear is a bad CV. You need to turn the squelch down there, driver. Turn the mic up a little bit.
Why don't y'all call in and talk to me the last 40 minutes, 347-202-0263. We can talk about anything you want to talk about.
On the love line.
So what you been doing today?
I've been working today. You know exactly what I've been doing. I got a guy that's got some mutton for sale, 125 for 60 pounds.
What? 125 for a mutton? Y'all want some mutton? Call in that auction, though. Highest bidder.
I got a man, got 50 of them.
Let's see what else is going on here.
He got pretty black ones, got pretty white ones. You just pick them out. They say bang, and you shoot them and kill them and kill them and cook them. That's how it works.
Let me see who this is. Somebody's on. I think it's is this Cousin Ed. Let's see. Is this Cousin Ed?
Yeah, Cousin Ed. I think he kind of dropped me off while y'all was changing over.
Yeah, buddy driving. Man,
I'm
in a hard spot. I can't even get in the chat room. I probably ain't no chat room. Somebody call in. Give me something to talk about. Women.
I thought Chris Chandler came to the show tonight. I thought Whiskey Ben had a show tonight, but never failed. So anyway, it's a Lulu show again tonight.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. No, Chris Chad was last night. He swapped out Whiskey Ben, or Whiskey Ben swapped out with him. So we just run the show tonight. Call in. Watch this. I'm supposed to get Adam Graham on the phone. Let me get Rookie Boy on the phone.
There's all kinds of swift swapping going on. They make up their minds.
Can't figure out which hole they want to be in. No wonder Chris Chad was divorced. He ain't divorced. You gonna get him divorced? He's probably listening right now. Chris Chadwick, call it to the show. Let me see here. Let's get a rookie on the line. See what he's been cooking up.
Thin blue smoke.
Thin blue smoke, baby. Y'all better watch out for this kid.
Iron Man cookers.
I'll get Iron Man cookers on the line too. Watch it. I'm finna hook up the line. We about to roll the show here. Like something happened last 40 minutes. I'm gonna get Bobby Sides to call in. I need to have Bobby Sides calling to the show. Amateur night here at Barbecue Superstar. That's right. Amateur night. Getting learned.
Where'd y'all cook at today, Cody?
We cooked in the hometown today. Not a lot going on. It's kind of nice. I had a good day, though. I had a real good day. But it's just a little bit windy, a little bit cool. But, you know, it didn't stop the people coming out. But I hope tomorrow's a little bit nicer.
Y'all's weather up there, is the sun out? I mean, y'all still dealing with clouds?
I can't hear you, driver. What'd you say, driver? Come on back.
Y'all still got some weather up there, or is it clearing up? No, it's nice.
65 with a cool 5 mile northeastern. We're only up here in Missouri in the blue hill. Sent somebody mentioned, he said, give me 15. We're only on the show another 20 minutes. Anyway, watch this. I'm going to put something out through Facebook here. Let me put something out through the interwebs. Somebody call into the show.
Ed's got some cows for sale. You can cook one of them, ho. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever cooked a whole cow before.
I got a bull, but he's a little expensive. Bread.
We cooked a wiener on that thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, then he wouldn't be worth what he's worth now.
That's right.
I raised some black angus and Carson Lake Cross.
Good side of them mountain oysters.
Say what?
Good side of them mountain oysters.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. I rolled my wind down, see if it'll come up and talk to you. They all curious. But I don't see no new calves on the ground, so I reckon it's about time for me to go inside and eat.
Biscuits and taters?
No, I sure would like to eat this barbecue, to be honest with you. We went down to Birmingham a couple of weeks ago, took a fundraiser. Then we were headed to Huntsville, so we stopped at the cater over Big Bob Gibson there. And ate the barbecue, then we'll cook a few more 1,000 pounds of barbecue. Folks asked if you ever get tired of it, and I'm like, nope.
I don't eat it. I can tell you that much. I don't eat barbecue. I enjoy cooking it, but I don't really care to eat it because mostly can't find good barbecue anywhere, really. I'm about to go down to Texas.
He's lying. He eats 10 bags of barbecue chips a day.
I eat barbecue chips. I like the sour cream and onion myself. Oh, I hooked up got the grills running today, got all of them running, all chamber and smoke out the pipes. Nice. Which one of y'all making rumbling noises?
So you got
I hope ain't nobody listening to this show.
You got mechanical education today?
If y'all want to listen to a real radio show, listen Sunday night at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central Time on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. You can find that more at www.lulusbarbecue.com. I guarantee it's nothing like this. But, hey, we took over. We can see what happens. We got a caller in queue. Let's see who this is. Caller 731-358-2089. Who do we got there?
This is James
Mueller. Who's this?
James Mueller, West Tennessee.
West Tennessee. What's going on tonight, James?
Oh, nothing much. Just
kind of
got a question for you.
Well, go
you
ahead with
used,
it.
Have you ever used whiskey?
Blog Talk Radio. Go to his Facebook page.
Do what is it?
Have you ever used whiskey to inject meat with?
I haven't. I heard it cooks out. But personally, I don't know. I just like drinking it. I don't really like using it on meat. That sounds like a good way to get shot in my neck of woods.
A good way to waste whiskey, too.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I have heard of people injecting or marinating in whiskey, but they say there's really no point because it just evaporates out. So I don't really know that whole scheme. There's probably somebody that's fixing to call in and go, hey, you're wrong. That's fine. You can call in and tell me I'm wrong. I don't really use whiskey to, in my meat, so I don't really know.
Me neither. Do you prefer hickory or pecan?
Yeah, I'll take a drink, baby. Hey, you probably tell him you ain't whiskey bit. He's probably taking your whiskey bit using all this whiskey all the time. I'll look it up.
No.
walk around with a whiskey bottle like you bad or something, you know. Like you can use whiskey all the time.
Yeah.
Whiskey, you know.
I will say one thing.
Chad, the old whiskey bit, is the one drinking dude. I can tell you that one right now.
I hear you. Listen,
what's your other question you got, driver?
Which would be a profession for trumpets to cook on? Hickory or pecan?
What would it be? A what?
Would you cook on hickory wood or pecan wood?
Personally, I cook on hickory. I don't really care for the pecan, but everybody else cooks on pecan and peach, so, or oak.
Okay,
so.
You all right in my book, then.
it's like one of them little fruity drinks you get at the bar. You know what I'm saying? You got your hard drinks, you got your fruity drinks.
Your hard drinks take care of your fruity drinks make you look bigger in the long run. All right, I appreciate it, y'all. Have a good night.
You too, buddy. We got another call on the line. Let's see who's on here. 573-578-6180. I do believe that Mr. Adam Graham. I don't know his cooking name at this moment. What's your cooking name, buddy?
Adam Graham? What you talking about?
Who is this?
This is Frank.
Oh, it's Frank. My bad. I thought you was Adam. This is Frank. I don't have my numbers in front of me tonight. I just kind of sat down behind the computer and took things over. So I don't have any numbers going. I've seen the 573. He said, show? What's the topic? This is Frank Cox of SmokerBuilder.com. What's going on, Frank Cox?
You told me to call in, brother. Here I am.
Yeah, let's talk a little smoke, a little fire.
What's that?
Let's talk a little smoke, a little fire. Yeah, let's smoke crow, son. Like Chris Chadwick.
Yeah.
What's been happening up there? Where's my damn doors at?
I'm just messing with you.
This is a guy that's been building on Bad Attitude here that will be featured on Barbecue Pitmasters this new season. If you'd like to get a cooker, just contact him. I guarantee you, he'll give you out his number or check him out at smokerbuilder.com. Or the Smoker Builder Forum.
Yeah, you can find me about anywhere. Yeah, we're building a prototype cooker tonight. It's kind of a little bit of a different one. We're going to be testing out, and we'll see how it goes. But kind of a different spin. And
what you got?
We're working. I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Uh-oh. Can't tell you. Do we need to get some Tamir Manufacturing pops up there?
Well, I mean, it's we call it a shooter do, is what we call it.
Oh,
but
it's a shooter do.
Yeah, shooter do. But yeah, we're just up here working a late night, getting ready to head for the house.
It's always a late night at SmokerBuilder.com.
Just about every night. 6 days a week. At least at headquarters it is. But yeah. So what show is this one? Because I didn't get to listen to the radio. I'm on my phone.
This one is the Whiskey Bin / Good Chadwick / Daryl Mass Live Television / the Lulus is in the driver's seat. Everybody buckle up your seatbelt because I'm guaranteed we're going to crash. That's pretty much what happened. It's supposed to be Chris Chadwick, and he swapped the Tuesday night. Whiskey Bent was supposed to be on. He didn't show. Daryl Mass come on, and then he said, "Hey, Cody, take over the show." And I was like, "Sure, I can do that." So anyway, I'm kind of sitting in the driver's seat the last 45 minutes here. So it's all right, though.
Did you cook today?
Yeah, I did cook today, which Frank Cox is the new radio host of Sunday Night at 7 on the BNTL. I am on the regular Barbecue Superstars Network at 7. And the name of your show is?
Barbecue Pit Doctors.
Barbecue Pit Doctors.
Yeah, we teach
you. So you need to know something
anything you need to know about fixing your pit, whether it's a commercial pit or a, you know, just a backyarder that you built yourself, we can get you to attain thin blue smoke and perfect results every time, whether it needs to be modified or whatever. That's how we
got
do
no
it.
Got no bottom in it?
Got no bottom in it. We cut the sucker out, put a whole brand new one in there.
Restructure it? That's right. Restructure the whole thing.
How's your pit doing since we did that?
Man, you can't get a better cooker. I'm telling you that right now. And that's the honest truth, not because you did it. But I've cooked on it about three times since we left Rolla up there on Tuesday. I cooked on it Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't cook on it today. I let it set. I cooked on one of my other cookers. But, it cooked evenly on my butt all the way across the board on that whole 50 square feet of cooking space, son.
That's a big cooker, too.
50 square inches. No, it's not. It's 50 square feet, son. Know your pit. 50 square feet.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a square feet.
Yep. No, you couldn't. He been out of the game so long, he don't even remember how big the cooker is.
Well, it's
it's big enough to cook two whole hogs in. I don't care what Hank Baden says.
Right.
It's Baden. 2 right. Ain't getting to go to Tupelo and see everybody this weekend. But, yeah, good luck to everybody going to Tupelo. Wish y'all the best of luck. Really do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as y'all don't let Chris Chabot win or Tory Fraz, I don't really care. I'm just messing with you. I like both of them, but anyway.
Hey, so when are you going to start cooking on drums, Cody?
Man, I don't know, dude.
Everybody's smoking the drums.
Some ugly drum smokers?
I could think of 16s right now that's, you know, different brands, but they all switched over to drums pretty much.
You got some for sale, don't you?
Huh?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Don't you got some drums for sale?
Oh, yeah, we got drums all over. We got a bunch of them up in Omaha right now at our other location for sale. But
Omaha? Nebraska?
That's yeah, that's HQ 2.
That's up by Kansas, ain't it?
North of Kansas. It's like 6 hours to me.
Man. Ain't we going to Kansas sometime pretty soon?
I don't know. Can't talk about it.
But anyway.
Nobody knows. But I know we'll be at Kennett. I can tell you we'll be at Kennett on April 6th. So,
mm-hmm.
We're going to what's that cook at Kansas? We're going to the Cook on the Summit or something. What's the name of it? What's the name of the cook?
Shut the hell up. How about that? It's called Shut the Hell Up. Damn. Listen to what this is.
Is that your air horn
cool.
On that red Dodge?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Rookie, you
Frank.
There? Is Adam Graham in the house?
What's going on?
What's going on? Welcome to the party.
my show. Not a whole lot. You got any questions, rookie, tonight? Anybody want to answer any questions? What kind of questions you got? We got a smoker builder, we got a professional cooker, and we got somebody that's calling cold. So, you got any questions?
I'm back in here, too, man.
Do what?
So I'm back in here hang out with y'all for just a little bit.
Oh, he couldn't stay away is the problem. What you been cooking?
Me?
Yeah.
I got some Polish sausages on Traeger right now.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And biases?
I had some pork steaks, but no lady put a hold of the package. I had them in the fridge, and they ruined. I had plans. I was coming home. I was going to smoke them. Nope. Polish sausages, we went.
She sabotaged it.
This man right here needs an ugly drum. He needs an ugly drum smoker.
What's that? Who needs one?
I said, you need this guy right here, he's a new guy. He's coming into competition. He's got one Traeger. He needs another grill.
Oh, dude.
I might get a deal on one day. I might get a deal on one right now.
Get you some sleep at night. That's what you do. You don't need no guru. You just get you a drum and... It's cheap.
Go ahead, preach it. Go ahead. I got the soul music going.
Soul music?
Yeah, pent music.
Oh, God.
Liven it up a bit. Liven it up a little bit. Man, this show is not kicking off. Even Lulu's can't bring this thing back from the dead, I'm telling you right now. Man. Let's see what happens, though. Now, Adam, what have you been cooking? Which Adam's a new team. Are you going to be cooking down at the Kennett contest coming up in April?
Where at?
Down at Kennett, April 6th.
I don't know. I ain't checked into it.
Oh, you better check into it. You're going to be booked up.
I'm
going to check into it now. I ain't know nothing about it. I've been busy. I've been working and... motorcycle in the shop. She got new set of tires. Got all kinds of shit going on.
It's on my website, www.lewisbarbecue.com. You can find the contest at Kennett JC's. You can find all that information there if there's anybody listening to the show tonight. So,
Bitmaster's going to be there. They announced that.
Oh, is that the same one?
Yeah, that'll be it.
I got you. I'll get down there and get embarrassed.
You
won't be cooking against them, but there'll be some good teams there. I'll be there. I'll help you out. For
yeah,
a cut
win.
Yeah.
You know, we're all about cheating, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go.
Teach you anything you don't need to know.
Hawaii 5-0, baby. What's this show like now? That's a pretty good one.
That's Danny Kugel's song now. That's Danny Kugel's song now. Danny Kugel's song now.
Yeah. Hawaii 5-0. Can anybody name that song? Name that song. 5-0, the next one that can name that song. What?
Hey, I got a song for you.
What?
When you use my tools, put them back where they go.
I did. I only used one set of tools, and that's the only one I used. And it was one in the box.
There's three pair of Allen wrenches sitting here all hanging on the same screw.
Oh, what the hell? Hey, at least they was put up and not on the floor. I'm sorry, you got three screws for three things of Allen wrenches. Hey, be happy I put them up. They're clean, and they're not laying around. And
now I gotta look around and see what's not where it's supposed to be.
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Yeah, you something. Are you ready?
I guess.
That's what I think about that. Hey, I fixed the grill. Shut the hell up. So. Be happy. I actually worked today.
Hey, let me ask you this, Cody. How does smokestacks work on your Traegers?
Oh, man, work wonderful.
Really?
I wish we had him on there when we first got him. You can't beat him. I don't know what it is. He just,
okay.
I don't know if it just channels the smoke out better or it holds it in there a little bit longer, but, man, this makes the meat taste so much better. You wouldn't think that by putting a 2-foot pipe on your smoker, but, hey, it really does. It makes a big difference.
And now you got all these copycatters out there listening that's going to be doing the same thing.
And the other thing it don't burn as much fuel.
Well, see, the reason I'm asking is because normally on a pellet smoker, you know, a negative draft is your worst enemy. And so you've got those stacks which are heating up and they're going to create a draft. And it would,
right.
Normally it would suck all your, I mean, the cabinet should be slightly pressurized on a pellet cooker, so. I don't know. Maybe you just got the size right. I'm going to have to try that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Do you have a flap or anything on it?
No flap. We get you one. Hey, Adam, we can get you one.
I had a word.
We can get you one.
Put
on your grill.
We do a man that's good at math.
Do what?
We know a man that's good with math.
Yeah, a man that's good with math. That's correct.
How chrome them.
And another thing, because everybody's got chrome.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got chrome. We're going to be different, you know, be outlaw style.
That's
like
right.
You, Adam.
Hey, you got a motorcycle, don't you, Adam?
Yeah, it's in the shop right now. That's why I got a new smoker yet.
It got chrome pipes on about it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else got chrome pipes too, don't they?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But my bike's black, so it kind of mixes.
Hey, here's another thing, because I fix to get off. Take these 223 shells, these 410 shells, and these 25 autos and get something different tomorrow. Peace out, y'all.
We'll set them out. Anyway, what else is going on? Adam, you got any serious inquiries before we shut this thing down?
No, that was it. Smokestack was my question.
Frank can tell you all about that. He can tell you what size smoke you got. He can tell you what size pipe you need. He can tell you how big round is, how long.
I think you need to go drum, man.
He might
need
to go a little drumming.
Yeah, I think you need to get a drum. I love cooking on drums.
I think he's posted a picture up on Facebook of his smokestacks rolling some coals out of them. One of them, anyway. I got this good puff of smoke coming out of it, dude. And it's so pretty. Looks so pretty.
Yeah. I've cooked on my drum. I've cooked at the shop. I've cooked 5 cooks on. I did tri-tips a couple 3 times and did ribs. I've done 5 cooks on 1 bag of Kingsford, 16-pound bag of Kingsford.
Holy cow.
You can really save some money on that now. But,
I don't know. I like my pellet grill a little too much, I think, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of spoiled me.
That's all
it's
I got
okay.
right now, besides my drum. I as fast as I build them, I sell them. I can't keep them around. Everybody
really?
Else got nicer fits than I got.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
But they got your name on them.
Man. I guess. Sure would be. I don't even have a stick burner no more. I can't keep them around.
That's a good thing, though. Shows quality.
Yeah. But I don't get to cook no barbecue, though. I just build it. I miss out. But, oh, well. I love it. It's fun.
That's what's fun about it. You know, you got to do things a little different.
What did Tim think about Donkey Tough?
He never said anything about Donkey Tough. Which, if y'all listen to that, Tim Seals is Mule Tough Smokers. And he sent me a message saying he really liked it. And I said, yeah, that's a Donkey Tough. So, y'all can get that. That's one of Jay Leno jokes. I'm about to have to steal this horn.
I'm glad you ain't got that on your show.
It's about to be. I got the air raid horn. This is a fog horn. About to give me some fog up in here. Let me see if this picture went up on Facebook. I'm about to choke to death. I'm going to kill Daryl. That's all right, I guess. Ain't that big a deal. But anybody's listening to this thing, come listen to the Literally Stove Smoking Radio Show, where we talk serious barbecue and we're all about boobies on Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's always fun, guaranteed.
Yeah, now I can't listen because I got my own show.
Let me see. Didn't that go up? I don't think I put that up.
Well, we all got tall.
I know shit, man. Everybody's dying. That's right, smokers. Smoking and smoking. So what are you going to be cooking here in the near future, Adam?
Right here at the house right now if I don't get my Arlie O's shot.
No, I'm talking about what are you going to be cooking? What are you cooking? What are you going? What do you want to cook? What do you got coming up you want to cook? I seen some ribs on there the other day you cooked.
Yeah, them turned out damn good. I don't know. I'm going to get me a butt here pretty soon. I'm going to smoke one of them. And I don't know. I tried to if I did the other night. That thing was damn good.
Man, them are good, ain't they?
Yeah.
What did you cook it to, internal temp?
Shit, I didn't even check the temperature. I did it for, how long did I cook it for? 15 minutes on one side, 15 minutes on the other, and it come out about medium rare. That's how I like mine.
Oh, cool.
On steak?
Yeah.
Now, why don't you go ahead and tell them where we ate the best steak. I ever ate the best steak in my life at. I don't remember what it was called.
Matt's?
Yeah, it was Matt's. That's where it was.
Up here in Raleigh Town.
$3 million.
Man, you guys ate like a bunch of kings, didn't you?
Business. Oh, man, I ate like a royalty, son. That's what we like. I've never been somewhere and been so happy with the food I got served and never found a complaint in all the places we went to eat. Man, biggest damn pancakes you ever ate. We ate one of the fanciest places I probably ever ate with people sitting in ties and all kinds of stuff and us looking as funny when we're sitting dirty. And then we ate a $3 million steakhouse, and we was about the only ones in there. And the cook come out and talk to us. And what was crazy about the cook, you know, he cooked this massive, I had a 33-ounce steak or something like that. And
yeah.
I mean, it was the best steak I ever had in my life. And the cook come out and talk to us, and which happened to be a friend of Frank's. And
yeah.
He was the owner of the business back here cooking steaks. That's when you know the steaks are good, when the owner is back there cooking them. Nobody
every
else was
day.
Cooking them. He was cooking them every day. So
yeah.
You can only imagine how good that steak was because he was back there cooking it. Just like anybody else, if you have your own business, if you're cooking it, then you know damn well it's going to be good. But, man, I'm about ready to get off here, boys. Unless y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about. We got about 10 minutes and I'm about out.
Yeah.
About time for Duck Dynasty, son. About to
hell
go watch that, Jack. Watch a little Cy Robinson. So, anyway. I guess that's about it for me. I don't really care unless y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about. I don't think nobody's listening to us anyway.
If you're listening and you don't want to listen to Lulu's, listen to me. At the same time, different channel.
That's dang
right, Cody.
You can learn how to build a cooker, make a cooker, learn how to be safe with your cooker. All kinds of stuff
about,
over there.
We talked about adding propane assist to your cookers this last show. Everybody wants to put, you know, propane burners on their reverse flows and stuff, and I talked about how dangerous that is and how to do it and not blow yourself up and stuff. It's pretty good.
So how are they putting it on there? I don't understand that. I mean, I understand the burner. I understand the philosophy and everything.
Well,
I just never really understood it on a reverse flow.
What everybody wants to do is put, like, pipe burners under their baffle plate. And, you know, it's an enclosed space. You can't see you can't prove that there's flame there, so it'll blow out. Or if you do the same thing in your firebox, like there's one brand of cooker that has that's built out of Texas that has a fish fryer burner literally welded to the side of the firebox, hooked up with gas, like a log starter. And what happens is you walk away from the pit, you're trying to reheat with gas just because you cooking overnight or whatever, and you know the flame blows out or whatever because of a backdraft, and then you don't have
right.
No flame and gas is sitting there pouring out. You just hit a spark and kablooey, there it goes, you know. So what we were telling them to do is, first off, don't do it. But if you're dead set on doing it, you know, with your burner design,
we talked about how to add flame safety to it, like a thermocouple and a gas valve or electronic ignition to it, to where, you know, it's got a safety on it if that flame goes
right
out. So
that's why, you know, I've seen a lot of them like that.
Yeah, they're dangerous. They're bombs sitting there waiting to happen. As soon as you open the door, it gets enough air in there, and then kablooey, there it goes. It's because you'll let air in there with it. It'll get the right mixture. That's what it blows up. So it's a bad deal. But then we talked about how to season your pit after you built it and a bunch of stuff like that. So it's fun.
Hey, I need a pit that I can pull behind my Harley.
Need a drum.
Oh, dude, did you see that sidecar one on Facebook?
No, I ain't seen that one.
There's one on Facebook. I don't know who built it, but there's one that's like a sidecar or it looks like a trike or something, to where there's a pit, just a grill. It's not a smoker, but it's like a grill that's on the right side of the pit, passenger side of it, you know.
Oh, hell.
It looks cool as heck. Yeah. But, you know.
All right, boys, I'm done.
All right.
Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on, we got a caller. Let's see who this is. 870-370-1407. Who do we got there?
Hey there. This is Lulu's Barbecue.
This is Lulu's. This ain't Lulu's show, but Lulu's in the driver's seat tonight, driver. What's going on?
hey, man, I just keep up with them on Facebook. This is Walker Tree Farm down here in Arkansas. We do steak cooking.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to call and say hi to them. I keep up with them on Facebook.
This is Lulu. This is the Lulu. This is at the Lulu show. I'm covering for another guy, but this is Lulu's.
Yeah, okay. What is this on, satellite radio or what?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's internet radio. Same thing, I guess.
Internet radio. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just saw on the Facebook thing there a while ago where they was on there. I just wanted to call in and say howdy. And what part of Missouri are they cooking in?
I'm from the Boot Hill. I'm right there above the Arkansas line about an hour, and I'm right there where the Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky all meet up.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know for sure which way that was up there. You know,
what part of Arkansas are you from?
Southeast
Arkansas?
Yeah, down here in Star City. We're about 75 miles south of Little Rock.
Uh-oh. You down there around them Southern Crump boys.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Hey, I was going to tell you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to tell y'all that in May, we've got the World Championship State Cook-Off happening down here at Magnolia, Arkansas. That's down in South Arkansas also. Man, we're gonna have teams from all over the country come down. We have had them from overseas that come down. I don't know how far off they're coming from this year, but you know, anybody, I know barbecue is a whole lot different steak, but you know, anybody, if the barbecue guys think y'all hang with us, come on down here and kick some.
That's what I'm talking about. I love to have it. Well, they let me eat. As long as I can eat, I'm fine. Can I eat something good?
Yes, sir. Big old ribeye. Man, we'll cook, one year we'll cook like 5,000 ribeyes in about 30 minutes.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I don't know how many we're going to do this year, but they'll sell tickets. I think it's usually around $15, and you'll get a ribeye steak. You'll get a salad, a drink, baked potato, and like a cookie, you know, for dessert. And you can't beat that, man. You got some of the best teams from around the world that have really steaks, and you can go to any team you want to.
You know what I heard? All everything you said?
What's that?
Cookie. Yep, cookie.
We're not gonna grill the cookies, though. Well, I guess we could, you know, we'll throw them on there for you. But anyway, yeah, man. If y'all, anybody up that way interested, y'all ought to ride down. I mean, come down, man. It's really neat. You know, we'll have. I'm gonna say average year, they probably have 75, 80 teams, and man, it's really something to see. You know, if you like a good steak, it'll be firing them up.
Sounds good to me. If I get down that way, I'll definitely stop by.
All right. Well, y'all take care up there. And tell the Lulu's guys that we're keeping track with them on Facebook.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate you keeping up with me.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, got some people listening down in Aiken, Kansas. All Kansas
you what.
Down there.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good when people out there listening to you and paying attention to you and watching you on Facebook and keeping up with you. You know, that's the thing. Everybody's always like best friends with us. Half the people we ain't never met. Hell, I didn't even know who Frank was. He knew who we was. He just yelled out Lulu, and I didn't know. I actually didn't know who you was. I had to look on your T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, I'm as famous as you.
We ain't that famous, but, you know.
Yeah,
we're
you
getting
are.
Up there, I guess. I guess we're kind of getting up there. I guess. I don't really pay much attention. I just try to act normal most time, which is normal is like abnormal for us.
you know how I recognized you?
I had that goofy smile and I was walking funny.
You had that goofy smile and he's wearing those cop glasses. those cop sunglasses, and I picked you out. I was like, yep, that's him.
And then me and Polar Bear walked up there and said, hey.
Yeah, I bet they won't let me wear those on Pitmasters. I probably won't be able to wear them, so we'll just have to see what happens, though.
Yeah. So, well, cool.
But, boys, we got about a minute left, so we're going to get out of here. I'm going to play this Funky Cat song and Funky Music White Boy. Let's see what this Funky Music White Boy is. And I don't know what it is. We're going to play it. Peace out, everybody. Listen on Sunday night at 7 to SmokerBuilder.com, which is the name of your show, Frank?
Barbecue Pit Doctors.
Barbecue Pit Doctors at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. on the BNTL network on Blog Talk Radio. Or listen to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show at 7 o'clock on the Barbecue Superstar Network on Blog Talk Radio. Or check us out at SmokerBuilder.com or Lulu'sBarbecue.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, anything you want to know, it's on there, and you can find anything about us or anything you want. Appreciate y'all listening.
I did.